Thank you so much. Before I just share the word of God on what I need to speak, there's something that is happening for you. The things that are happening now are not normal. Everybody say it's not normal. Say it again. All right. There are instructions, well-meaning as they may seem, but they are not just normal. They are outside the content, principles of the kingdom of God and the word of God. Amen and amen. Number one, it is not normal to stop children from coming to church. How many of you agree with that? Is it okay to leave the children home? Then we come to church. Is it no? It's not no. All right. And I was their children just passed the house. They are complaining. They are complaining. They are missing church also. So it's not no. And then the other thing is like this whole thing is like diluting the essence of the church. Okay? Because if you forbid those that we say have got pre-existing conditions, am I right? They've got that diabetic, they've got what else? They've got high blood pressure. You stop them from coming to church. You are in a sense saying that the church has no power to heal them. Amen and amen. You are saying, no, Osaenda, you will be colonized. Okay? You are in danger. That's what I'm saying. It goes against the kingdom of God. It's the kingdom of God. It's not about religion. It's about the kingdom of God and the principle of the spirit. It goes against it. Because we who are of the kingdom believe, amen and amen, that when we gather like this, God is in our midst. And we believe that there's nothing impossible with God. Amen and amen. Amen. So there are certain things that are not in order. And we refuse. Amen and amen. Amen. We refuse. And that's why personally I am believing God. Not just for this congregation, but just for the kingdom of God in our nation. That there has to be tangible demonstration of the power of God in our services, so that even the government must see that people could equally answer. Okay, it should, because now they are treating us like we are just a club, an organization. How can they stop people to gather here for 1 hour who's got diabetes, but allow that diabetic person to be in Soweto market from 6 hours to 18 hours, where is that person most likely to be exposed? Because here, as we can see, we are putting on masks. Amen. Go to Soweto. Go to Komeza. Hallelujah. Go into the buses. The places where the people are pleased to get to be infected, it's fine. But the place where we believe, do you know that people with Magdalene is more dangerous place than the church? Alright, so we refuse. We want power. Amen and amen. Amen. How many of you are dealing with the Olokapani in America? There's some things that we alone. The church cannot be a ridicule, an object of shame. No way. No way. No way. That's why they say, don't lay hands. Don't lay hands. Don't lay hands. Don't lay hands. Don't lay. But the scripture says, these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick will become worse. Laying on of hands. You can command. You can stretch your hand and the power of God is transmitted. Okay. And we do not want the church to be lukewarm. Because this season and this time, we cannot care for the church to become irrelevant. We'll become irrelevant. Our talk will be downgraded to the level of the world. No matter what happens, we shall make it. Amen and amen. It doesn't matter. We shall make it. Why? Because there's God. You know, people are saying, you know, Zambia, if that's my also opinion, there are 7 days like Corona virus. Those are coronavirus related. That's how I can put it. They are not directly caused by coronavirus. Nah. And then you're wondering, why only 7? Zero. For me, it's 0. My statistics is 0. We are not putting a coronavirus in a bed, Zero. Someone committed suicide. Amen and amen. Okay. Somebody fell with a stroke. Hallelujah. When I move, is it pregnant related to mental issues? And that's what killed her. When I'm in the dead and pneumonia. Okay? Someone was already brought in dead. You see, so nobody died because of that. But the issue is why? And you look at our rate of infection now, it's 1,000 whatever. But recovered, 7,000 whatever. Why is it happening like that? We have only one answer. God is preserving our nation. That's what we have. Amen and amen. I remember one time I said, they will ask, how are you managing? I said, we shall answer them because God is our refuge. It is God. What is the matter? Do you know the coronavirus is so serious? If it is in full blown, it hits our nation. Do you think we can manage it? We can't. If America is having a challenge, Italy has a challenge, India has a challenge, do you think something can manage it? What is it that is preserving us? For me, there's only one answer, and his name is Jesus Christ. And God is intervening because of us. It is us who prayed. It is not the politicians who prayed. It is not the professors who prayed. It is the church. It is the men of God. It is the saints. It is the Sunday school that the one who lifted up a voice to God for our nation. Amen and amen. Quiet. We should not be what?
Quiet.
We are okay with it that our economy is functioning. Why should we fear? Why should we lock ourselves? Why? But it's coming on my number that we can't imagine. There's no nothing. Number one, where is the church? Let's continue. As we continue, we believe. Listen, you will never walk on water until you step on water. You will never. Do you think you will heal the sick if you never lay hands? You need to, your faith must be action-based. We are not afraid. Anyone with me, we are not afraid. That's how we say this game. No matter what, we shall do it. Coronavirus is there, we shall do it best this year. Do your business. Plan your wedding. Amen and amen. Get married. When I was helping my laptop, Yes. I hope the church is here.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so this is what I believe. I'm praying. Join me in prayer. We really want the demonstration of the power of God in the church. We want outstanding miracles, signs, and wonders in the church as evidence that our Jesus is still alive. That's what we want in the church. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Right. Thank you. You know, there are some people who were so scared when the president opened the church. And I think then the rate was at 8. I mean, there were 8. They said, no, church, you want to. But remember, then they opened. As I speak, there's nothing that you can say that is not. It is related to people going to church. In fact, when the infection rate went up, it was nothing to do with to the Sabbath. It was where I put it. And it has to do with the body. But people were scared. What shocked me is people were scared and spoke against the government opening churches. But when they opened the gyms, how people were like, gym. Okay? And when they opened restaurants, people were happy. And last time when the president was giving his address, those with the bars and those who patronized the bars were angry. Imagine, there was even a certain president somewhere who was saying the president is so foolish, he could have better opened the bars because they are more economical than the church. That one is foolish. He does not know that the church is the salt and the light. Okay. Amen. That's really bad to the situation. Okay, let's open to John chapter 1. And measure your Bibles. Soak up your head book in ice your Bibles. Only visitors are permitted. I'm not permitted. Excuse if they have not come with the Bible. Let's read the Bible. Some copy or hard copy. I cannot tell your neighbor to change because okay, I cannot. So that there's no consultation. Alright. Our Bibles. Let me see them. Abigail. Okay, in a manual, and I'm a cheerful gas leader. Alright, thank you very much. Okay, so let's open our Bibles to the book of John. That's where we're going to start from. And what I'm talking about, what I'll be talking about, maybe for 2 or 3 weeks, is born of God. Everybody say, born of God. Say that again, born of God. One thing that I've come to learn, one thing I've come to discover is one of the most important things about us believers is one thing. We need to know who we are. Amen. And from the revelation of who we are, we begin to relate to God. From that position, we know who we are. And then we begin to relate with God. And I said, we begin to relate with other people and situations. Okay? Based on the standing on that foundation, or that platform, that you know who you are. A person who knows who he is, they are not easily shaken. They know what to say to what situation. And they say, not because of just empty head, they know who they are. Amen and amen. Now, for believers, one thing is so important. What can I say? It's not just that we are, but we have become what we are. Okay? We are the very thing that we say that we are. I don't know how to put it. We have become who we are. We are the very definition of who we are. Amen and amen. So it's not just the mere words that you speak in the air. You do not speak and then become. You speak what you have become. Amen and amen. So God is not to make you to become. It is to manifest what you've become. You are already that thing. You are already a vehicle. Who you are. The only thing you need to know now how to function as a car. You are already that. So, one of the things, the foundation of things is we must know that we are born of God. We are born of God. And there are so many things to this aspect of just knowing who that you are born of God. What does it take? What is it for me? Okay, so John chapter 1. I'll start with this one. Last week we dealt with this one. And John chapter 1, verse what? Verse what? Okay, others are missing. Verse what? I know it's a bit difficult with the. This, I don't call this the new normal. It's the new apple. Because we are not born with masks. Amen. Okay, chapter 2. John 1, verse 12. And 13. Okay, let us all read that verse together. 1, 2, go. Read.
But as many as received him, to them he gave the
Thank you very much. So, okay, just this Hebrew Greek interliner Bible that I just want to read from. Okay. Let me read first from the New King James Version. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become, okay, children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Right. Okay. No, I just want to read this one. It's the Hebrew Greek interliner Bible. It says, as many as however received him, he gave to them authority to become or to be children of God. He gave them authority to be children of God. Be children of God. You become a child of God. He gave them the authority to become. They are children of God. They are nature. If you take them under a microscope or you test them, you find that they are nature, is children of God. It's not something they put on and they put off. They have become children of God. And he said, these ones whom he gave the right to be children of God, to exist, to it means you were not and then you have become. So who are these ones that he gave the authority to be children of God? Verse 12 now says, it is who? Okay? Those who not born of blood, nor of will of flesh, nor of will of man, but of God we are born. Of God we are born. Those who were born of God, given birth by God, then he gave them the authority to become children of God. Everyone who is born of God, who are they? They are children of God. And how is it? What is it that brought that into being? The Bible says, as many as did what? Receive him. As many as did what? Receive him. Alright? To them, he gave the authority to become children of God. Even them who did what? Believe in his name. Very important. Born of God. Born of God. Born of God. Born of God. Coming out. If we can use the word, coming out of the womb of God. I know God has no womb, but just to make some sense. Born of God. Because the offspring of God. Coming out from God. Born of God. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Now, for this, 1 John chapter, do you know the chapter? Chapter what? Okay, all right. Yeah. There are those who, I like to repeat, because my father in the Lord says you must repeat. Sometimes until people get bored, then you know that they have got it. Amen. Okay, we will read through scriptures first. John chapter 3. Right. Everybody say, I am born of God. Say to God, I am born of God. Therefore, I am a child of God. Say it again, I am born of God. Therefore, I am a child of God. Alright. Okay. Now, very important to say you are born of God, therefore you are a child of God. And you became a child of God. Okay? Me, I did not become the child of my father. Huh? I was just born child of my father. But for us, when we believe, we become. Okay? When we believe, we became children of God. Okay. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God. That's what I'm saying. You must confess, I am born of God. Because I'm born of God, who am I? I am a child of God. Or I'm a child of God because I am born of God. Alright, I told you if your translation says now we are sons of God, it is not the correct interpretation of the Greek word there. It's supposed to be children. Amen and amen. It's supposed to be what? Children. Okay, let's try to rush a bit. 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Are we there? Are we there? 1 John chapter what? 5, verse
1.
Now, here is what the Bible says. I like, let's read it, but I like it in the line the way it puts it. Okay, it says what? One, let me go. Read. Yeah, if you are reading this other one, begotten of the begotten, begotten of you. Right. So, but our interest is part A of 1 John chapter 5, okay? So, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ, what happens to those? They are?
John 5 verse 4.
Read. That's the first word.
For whatever.
Okay, right. Sam? Okay, sounds open. Anyone else? Different translation? Different translation? All your Bible say whatever. Yes?
Whatsoever.
Whatsoever. Uh-huh. Anyone else? Talk to me.
For everyone.
For everyone. All right. So now, question 9. I get 7 people. All right, let me give an example of this one. Right, these are people. All right, so I get this one. Right. So these ones are all born of God, right? So then I say, whatsoever, whatever, whoever. Okay. It means when I say that, I am not removing anyone. I'm saying, so long as you are within this, so long as you're within this, whosoever, whatsoever, like what Jesus said, whosoever believes. Is what? Is saved. Okay? Or shall not perish but have what? Everlasting life. It means anyone, so long as you believe, then it, how can I put it? Supernaturally, automatically, you have eternal life. So long as you are there, it is yours. So, that statement begins by saying, whatsoever, or whosoever, or everyone. Say it again, I am born of God. Say it again, I am born of God. Because I'm born of God, I am a child of God. Now let us read that one. For what? Read your scripture. What is it? For what? Just there. Read it again. What do you know?
You must know that
we are still dealing with this one. Okay. Go to John chapter 16, verse 23. We have to finish that verse. That we have to point it on. Then we'll continue. John 16. Did I say 16?
Yes.
What verse did I say? 33. Philippians. John 16, verse what?
33.
33. All right. Okay. Are we there? At the count of two, let us read that scripture together. One, two, read.
This thing I have spoken to you.
Why?
That in me you may have peace.
Uh-huh.
In the world you shall have tribulation, but of him of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Uh-huh. He said, in this world, what are you going to have? Tribulation. What are you going to have? Trouble. What are you going to have? Distress. What are you going to have? The fear of coronavirus. What are you going to have? There's going to be distress. There's going to be trouble. There's going to be pressure. Pressure. Maybe some of you, but depends. Everybody, according to their age, even my son's birthday, was under the pressure by the pain I need. So when we're coming to church, he's not happy. You're going to church. As we're making pressure, it's not fair. I was told, I don't know, the grandson, daughter, child was saying, I want to go and see the father to Bethel. Why? I want to ask him a question, why he has caused the change? They are under pressure. Amen and amen. But then there are some of us, we are different levels of pressure. My little pressure. Amen. You are in a house, you don't know if you manage to pay the rentals. There's pressure, there's distress. There are things that are happening. False accusation against you. Name calling. All these things that come because Jesus in this world, he faced that. They called him names. They accused him of being possessed of a demon and he was casting out a demon. They accused him of being proud. In this world, there will be what? Challenges. But he says, listen, be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world. They came, but I conquered. They spoke, but I conquered. They did a lot of things, but at the end of it all, I became victorious. Be of good cheer. Because I have what? Overcome the world. I want you to say this. I overcome. Say again, I overcome the world.
I overcome the world.
I've got a question for you. Why?
Because I'm overcome.
Do you know the things that can come your way? That can take you to a place of depression. They can take you to a place of fear. They can take you to a place of anxiety. They can take you to a place of wanting to commit suicide or wanting to quit because of the pressure. Children of God, you are born of God. This world should not overcome us. We must overcome the things that are in this world.
Amen.
Yeah. As we speak today, somebody is planning to commit suicide. Somebody. When you ask them, tell me what has my pressure. Huh? They'll say, you can go with my child, ma? Someone goes into the house, the son says, how are you, daddy? Mbaba! You might be under my pressure. Some of you can't smile. No, you can't smile. My pressure. Some of it's examination pressure. Pressure. Headache. Can't sleep. Insomnia. It's okay. Catch me. Pressure. When you are a mother, the children are crying. Pressure. When I'm going to love and pressure.
have something else to do with this one. Okay.
Now, let's go back to John 5. I'm trying to finish up. Are we there?
Amen.
All right, let me read it again. For whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Correct? Read the second statement up to the end of verse 4 only. 1, 2, go. Read. No. Again. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, others did not see that one. Read it again. Read it again. Some of you are still downloading. Don't get my bundles. Yeah, someone will be your bundle. All right. Let's read it again. Family, where I said, whoever is born of God overcomes it, the world. Now, read the next statement. And this is a victory. Start from there at the end of verse 4. 1, 2, 3, go. Read. He says, now, this is the victory that has overcome the world. I think it goes that way. This is it, the victory. This is how. This is the victory that has overcome the world. What is that? Even our faith. It is not our money. It is not our social standing. It is our what? Our faith. According to scripture. The world view of things. HIV is incurable. How many of you know that? Or you need to go to the mountain for God to speak to you. How many of you know that? Okay, only a few. Let me tell you. How come about the HIV? No cure. How many of you know that this little virus, which you cannot see, they are saying up to now, there's no cure. The coronavirus. See my man, eh? All they want to do is maybe develop the word a vaccine. How many of you know that's what the Lord says? Okay, but it's like if we come and tell you we're HIV positive, there's what the world says about that situation. But I overcome. How? This is the victory that overcomes the world. What is that? Our faith. It means when the world is going this way, the world is pushing us, the world is saying things, we stand. On our faith. Not based on our education. Now look. Now, verse 5. This is very interesting. Verse 5. Verse 5. Are you there, verse 5? Right. Read it now. 1, 2, 3, go. Read.
Who is he?
Who overcomes the world? Because already I told you to change it. Whoever is born of God, that's what overcomes the world. And this is the victory by which we overcome the world, even our faith. And then it's asked again, now, who is this one who overcomes the world? And then it says, who is that one? But he who does what? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God is the one who overcomes. The Christ, the Son of the living God. What has come of you? You are born of God. And because you are born of God, you are a child of God. You see, but when you badger, you are already positioned to be a victor over the world. All you have to do is manifest your victory. That's all. Because you are already a victor. When God in heaven looks on the earth, and looks at Elder Salado Richard. When he looks at him and the situation coming against him, God can go to sleep. He sleeps. Then you ask God, why are you sleeping? Where? Elder Richard. Richard Salado is getting this situation. No! That one is born of me. That one has believed that Jesus is my son. Therefore, in that situation, he will overcome. Because he has it in himself. Amen and amen.
Amen.
What's it? God chose you to give him power. 1, 2, Amen. But if you know that you are on time, you know that brother, you can change the moonwalk. What was the chicken in the jungle? Who's it?
Challenge. You
I have overcome. So no matter what is happening, I am the one who has done what, who has overcome. You are of God, little children, and you have what? Overcome. So whoever is coming against you, whatever is coming against you, from wherever is coming against you, hey, you are of God, little children, and you have what? Overcome.
Amen.
I hope I'm making sense with someone.
Yeah.
He, and now, this is how it says it. Because we know this. We are
doing intercession.
We are the spirit to do intercession. Or is that the context? Something like that. He says, because what? How many of you know this one? Because what? And now, without reading it, how many of you know? Because what? So because what? Greater is he that is in him than the one who is in there. Greater. Not bigger, greater. Because someone can be small in size, but greater in victory. Our president, second president, did you see how that one? Premature. But he was a small man, but a great man. Is it not so? Small but great. He carried authority with small size. So we have overcome them. Why? Because once you have greater, who is this greater? Christ, the one you have believed in. He's greater. So there's nothing that can overcome you. There's nothing that can overcome you. There's nothing. It is impossible for you and me to overcome. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than the one who is in the world. We'll try to connect from here. Because I got to know that, okay, one of God, then why the world? Because it's not just the world. There's also someone who is in the world. It means there's also someone who causes certain things to happen in the world in order to make your life to face tribulation and challenges. But the word says that one, you can't. You cannot overcome you because you can't someone great. Amen and amen.
Amen.
I want us to rest our feet. Remember what I told you? You don't confess to become. The only time that we confess to become is when we want to be saved or to be born again. So we confess Christ. We confess Jesus, Son of God, Christ. Then because of our confession, we become children of God. There are so many things that we've become. But after that, who do you have become? When you confess, you manifest who you are. You manifest who you are. So, I want you first to declare this concerning you. You say, because I am born of God, I overcome the world. Say, one, two, three, four. We may not all be going through any challenge, but that does not mean there are some people who are not. You know what I've learned about life? It is too late for you to prepare yourself when the event has taken place. It means watch it. When you are supposed to be in my interview at 10:30, then you have woken up at 10:30 or late. Right now. says, oh, this closure, whatever, so food forward, whatever, they were all closed. They are open. But what are they doing now? They have started what? Training. Preparing. Because you don't train when you are confronted. So it is important. The second thing, we declare. Even before it comes. When it comes, you pass through. Even when the doctor will punch. Because I've already said it. I am born of God. I overcome the world. And when the time comes, you may not need to pray. You just overcome. Does anyone hear what I'm saying? You just overcome. No, even yourself to wonder because you have already declared yourself an overcome. You are rich when you buy something. You declare your wealth, what else you have nothing. And when it begins to manifest, you want for nothing. To become my yellow, you must show you a seat. This is your mind. It's because of being consistent with your confession, your declaration. And when it begins to manifest, that is what like that. You don't say, no, I'll prepare myself to be a good wife. Then I do. Then. 16 points to be a good wife. Will you remember, man? Too late! Before the marriage, cancel preparations. Anyone hearing what I'm saying? So now, I want you to speak, confess, declare, announce, pronounce, whatever word that you want to use. Declare, I overcome the world because I am a son of God, because I am born of God. I overcome the world. I am born of God. I overcome the world because I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I overcome. Declare that.